Welcome to the Daf and Practice series with Rabbi Avraham Schmidman. Today we're looking at the Gemara and Brachas on Daf Mem Tes. When it comes to the obligation of benching, one is only obligated to bench if one consumed the volume of an olive, kezias, in less than kedei achilas pras. Let's define those terms. The volume of an olive, according to the Chazon Ish, is 33.3 grams. According to Rav Moshe Feinstein, 31.2 grams. According to Rav Chaim Noah, 27 grams. A person must eat that volume in the time that it takes to eat a pras. A pras means half of a loaf of bread, the type of loaf which existed in the times of the Gemara. What is kedei achilas pras? So we find a number of opinions in this regard. The Chazon Ish holds that kedei achilas pras is 2 minutes and not more than four. This is cited in the Shiurim Shel Torah, Shiurei HaMitzvos, page Lamed. Rav Moshe Feinstein, in the Igros Moshe Aruch Chaim Chelek Dalet Siman Mem He, says that kedei achilas pras is less than 3 minutes. This is also apparently the opinion of Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, as cited in his name by Rabbi Neuwirth in his classic work, the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchosa, where he cites Rabbi Shlomo Zalman maintaining 3 minutes as the shir in Perek Nun Dalad Ha'ara Kuf Lamed. We find that Rabbi Chaim Noah maintains that Kedei Achilas Pras is 4 minutes. This is also the opinion of Rabbi Yashiv, as cited in the Sefer V'zos HaTorah, page Vav. Rabbi Avadya Yosef has a Tshuva Nichavadas, Chelek Aleph, Tshuva Yud Zayin, where he says that it's 4 minutes. However, B'diyevet, one has up to 7.5 minutes. In the Arlet Zion, in his Tshuvas, so he writes in Chelek Besim and Yud Zayin that Kedei Achilas Pras is 4 minutes, B'diyevet it's 6 minutes. Bottom line is that one has to eat a kezias in kedei achilas pras. What happens if a person is a slow eater and eats a kezias in more than kedei achilas pras? Should one bench or not? An hour daf, the Gilyon Marsha cites the opinion of his grandfather, Rabbi Akiva Eger, who says that one does not bench. The Magen Avraham and Archaim Simon Reish Yud, Sivkat and Aleph, also writes that if a person ate very slowly and it took more than kedei achilas pras to finish a kezias, that he doesn't bench. The Prima Gadim, however, disagrees and says that this approach of the Magen Avraham is only true when there is an obligation to eat a kezias for the purpose of satisfying a mitzvah, say, for example, the obligation of eating matzah. However, if it's a question of an optional meal after which one must bench, so then really the only operative factor is whether the person is satisfied. So if an individual is satisfied, the Torah tells us, v'achalta v'savarta v'erachta, you shall eat and you shall be satisfied and you shall bench. It doesn't matter if the individual ate kezias in more than the time of kedei achilas pras. This is also the position of Rabbi Yaakov Alfandari in his Tshuvas Mutzal Mi'esh Simen Tes Zayin, where he brings a number of proofs to maintain this opinion. It is also the viewpoint of the Panim Me'iros, who writes this way in a Tshuva in Chelek Beis Simen Chav Zayin. This principle is also put forth in a slightly different way by the Chassam Sofer in a Tshuva Archaim Simen Mem Tes. As far as the practical application, the David Misharim and Rav Moshe Feinstein both have similar tshuvas. The tshuva of the Chabina Rav, the David Misharim, appears in Chelek Aleph Simen Mem Ches, and the tshuva of Moshe Feinstein appears in the Igros Moshe Chelek Aleph Simen Ayin Vav. And they both say one should go to great lengths to avoid entering into such a problem, that one should really make every effort to avoid this problem. However, if one did, in fact, take a long time to eat, even if it's more than the amount of kedei achilas pras, the implication that one gets from many poskim is that one should nonetheless bench.